A deeper dive into Texas Rules of Evidence, Article 1, Scope and Applicability. Article 1 of the Texas Rules of Evidence primarily governs the introduction of evidence in court proceedings. This includes both civil and criminal cases. However, there are specific exceptions outlined in the rule itself, such as preliminary questions of fact. These are questions of fact that must be determined by the judge before admitting evidence, and the rules of evidence may be relaxed in this context. Grand jury proceedings. Evidence rules are generally less strict during grand jury investigations. Other proceedings. The rules may not apply to certain administrative proceedings or other specific types of hearings. Privilege and its scope. Privilege, a concept deeply intertwined with the rules of evidence, is protected under Article 1. This means that any communication protected by a privilege, such as attorney-client, doctor-patient, or spousal, is generally inadmissible in court. However, it's important to note that there are exceptions and limitations to these privileges, which can be complex and vary depending on the specific circumstances. Conflicts and inconsistencies. Article 1 also addresses potential conflicts between the rules of evidence and other laws, such as the Texas Constitution or statutes. In such cases, the rules of evidence generally yield to constitutional provisions. However, if there's a conflict between the rules and a statute, the specific language of the statute will often control. Illustrative case examples. While providing specific case examples would require in-depth legal research, I can offer hypothetical scenarios to illustrate the application of Article 1. Scenario 1. A defendant in a criminal case claims that a confession was obtained illegally. The court would apply the rules of evidence, including those related to privilege and the exclusionary rule, to determine the admissibility of the confession. Scenario 2. A dispute arises over the application of the hearsay rule in a civil case. The court would reference Article 1 to determine the scope of the rule and whether any exceptions apply. Texas Rules of Evidence, Grand Jury Investigations, and Constitutionality. The intersection of evidence rules and grand jury proceedings. Your observation is accurate. The Texas Rules of Evidence explicitly exclude grand jury proceedings from their scope. This means that the evidentiary standards typically applied in courtrooms do not directly govern the proceedings before a grand jury. Constitutional implications. While the Texas Rules of Evidence do not apply to grand jury investigations, constitutional protections, such as the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments, still safeguard individuals during this process. These amendments impose limitations on the type of evidence that can be obtained and used, even in the grand jury context. Key constitutional considerations in grand jury investigations include 4th Amendment, protects against unreasonable searches and seizures. This applies to evidence obtained through illegal searches or wiretaps. 5th Amendment, protects against self-incrimination. Witnesses before a grand jury cannot be compelled to testify against themselves. 6th Amendment, guarantees the right to counsel, but this right typically does not apply to grand jury proceedings. The role of the grand jury. Despite the lack of formal evidentiary rules, grand juries play a crucial role in the criminal justice system. Their primary function is to determine whether there is probable cause to believe a crime has been committed and to issue indictments. To this end, grand juries have broad investigative powers, including the ability to subpoena witnesses and documents. Potential areas of concern. While the grand jury system is generally considered a vital component of the criminal justice process, there have been criticisms and concerns raised about its operations, such as secrecy. The secretive nature of grand jury proceedings can limit public accountability. Prosecutorial dominance. Prosecutors often have significant influence over grand jury investigations, raising concerns about potential bias. Indictment rates. High indictment rates may suggest that grand juries are merely rubber-stamping prosecutorial decisions. Constitutional violations and indictments. Certainty requirement. The indictment and due process. A cornerstone of the American justice system is the right to be informed of the charges against you. This is enshrined in the Sixth Amendment's guarantee of a speedy and public trial. The indictment, as a formal charge, is the primary vehicle for providing this information. The certainty requirement, to satisfy due process, an indictment must be sufficiently definite to inform the defendant of the crime charged and to enable the defendant to prepare a defense. This is often referred to as the certainty requirement. Constitutional violations arising from lack of certainty. If an indictment fails to meet this certainty standard, it can lead to several constitutional violations. 1. Denial of due process. The most direct violation is a denial of the defendant's right to due process, as they are unable to adequately prepare a defense. 2. Impairment of the right to speedy trial. If a defendant needs to repeatedly seek clarification or amendments to the indictment, it can delay the trial, potentially violating their Sixth Amendment right to a speedy trial. 3. Double jeopardy concerns. A vague indictment can increase the risk of double jeopardy if the defendant is subsequently charged with a different but related offense. Specific examples of insufficient indictments. Unclear elements. If the indictment fails to allege all essential elements of the crime, it is defective. Ambiguous language. Using vague or ambiguous terms that do not clearly define the offense can render an indictment insufficient. Overbroad charges. An indictment that charges multiple, unrelated offenses in a single count can violate the certainty requirement. Remedies for defective indictments. If a defendant believes an indictment is defective for lack of certainty, they can challenge it through. Motion to quash. This is a formal request to the court to dismiss the indictment. Bill of particulars. A request for the prosecution to provide more specific information about the charges. It's important to note that the specific requirements for indictments vary by jurisdiction. Some states have more stringent rules than others. Comparing indictment practices across jurisdictions, the certainty requirement for indictments is a fundamental principle shared by most jurisdictions. However, the specific rules and standards governing the sufficiency of indictments can vary significantly between federal courts, state courts, and even within different states. Key areas of comparison. 1. Form and content. Specificity. Some jurisdictions require more detailed allegations than others. Citation of statutes. Some jurisdictions mandate citing specific statutes, while others allow more general language. Joinder of offenses. The rules for charging multiple offenses in a single indictment vary widely. 2. Amendment of indictments. The degree of flexibility in amendments to correct defects differs among jurisdictions. Some jurisdictions permit substantial changes, while others are more restrictive. 3. Judicial review. The scope of judicial review of indictments varies. Some courts have a more deferential stance towards grand jury decisions, while others engage in stricter scrutiny. Examples of jurisdictional differences. Federal versus state courts. Federal indictments often adhere to more rigid formal requirements compared to many state systems. Common law versus code-based systems. Jurisdictions following common law traditions may rely more on case law to define indictment standards, while code-based systems often have detailed statutory provisions. State-to-state variations. Even within the United States, there can be substantial differences between states. For example, some states may require a higher level of specificity in property crime charges than others. Illustrative comparison. Federal versus state indictments. Feature. Federal indictments. State indictments. Generalization. Formality. Highly formal specific language. Varying degrees of formality. Often less strict. Citation of statutes. Mandatory. May or may not be required. Amendment. Generally restrictive. More flexibility, depending on the state. Judicial review, deferential to grand jury, varies by state, can be more scrutinizing.